Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Got a brand new bag. 7:13, we continue live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
What? Studio? What? Did someone see my tongue? I'm not sure I brought it to work today.
I'm having trouble pronouncing the basic words in the English language. Let me see if I can get it together here. Show number 1050 at Cochran Show on Twitter. Follow me there. Steve Cochran Show on Facebook. Texters, 312-981-7200, that's the phone number as well. And it's nice to have in studio a former guest of the Justin Kaufman Show and somebody who can speak eloquently and expertly on tech in the city. Not just tech, but tech for women as well, and how to get a job and how to keep a job and all that important stuff. It's Rana Bore. What's the name of the company, Rana?
Instant Alliance.
Hi.
A lot of us know as Instant Technology.
Nice to have you.
Good morning, everybody.
Did you really start this in 2001?
God, it seems like a long time ago. It is a long time ago.
It is a long time ago. But, I mean, how many women were doing that then?
Just me. No,
right?
I'm just kidding. It was few and far between, I'll tell you that.
Why is the tech business so male-heavy?
You know, it's changing a bit. I think it was, and I think that's just the way it went. But now there are so many varying jobs in, like, product development and being kind of liaisons between tech and the business that women do really well in those roles.
But tons of women write code too, right?
Now tons of women write code. It's a whole different game.
But is the business sexist or was it just numbers?
Honestly, probably a little both, right?
Okay.
And I just think women kind of broke through that barrier and they're amazing at what they do and they really kind of get it from being able to present to the C-suite and then really kind of thinking through the business and strategy and implementing that into the technology. Well, so
Andre,
it's
I think
really
you've, done,
cool.
you've yeah. done stories for this, sure. I think, on Channel 9, talking about STEM technology or STEM education in the schools. And the more we encourage girls,
right,
you know, when they're little, that science, technology and engineering and math are just as important to them as they are to boys. And obviously it's going to be wide open.
Right. There's more of an emphasis now, I think, trying to get the young girls involved with science and math and whatnot. There's core programs within CPS and now the suburbs, too. So I think now it's women being and young ladies being given the opportunities that they otherwise maybe wouldn't have been given before.
Yeah, I think just exposure is like one of the keys, right? You don't know what you don't know.
Sure.
And now these girls are really seeing, okay, this is what I could grow up to be. And they're really encouraged by that. And they're taking a different track than just being a teacher or doing the things that historically girls or women used to do.
Were you a tech nerd or how'd you get in?
Honestly,
yeah.
Never a tech nerd. I met someone on Wacker who was in the business, and I just started talking to them. And I went in, and they taught me technology every night. They were actually a developer, and they worked with me. And I will tell you, I do not know how to write a line of code,
right?
But probably have placed thousands of developers throughout my career.
Well, but let's be honest. The writing of code, while it's the foundation of the business, is not the business. The business is all of it. It's the marketing. It's the architecture of whatever company you set up. It's the big idea. It's the app. It's all of that.
Yeah, it's really changed because where it used to be where technology was kind of this cost center, it's now the main thing that drive businesses forward. So it's the idea, but how are you going to implement that in a digital world and a tech world? And it's so much driven now. It kind of flopped.
Headhunter? Is it fair to call
yeah,
you
I would
that?
Say headhunter? Headhunter, yep.
So if you're a headhunter in a place like Chicago now where we've got 1871 and we've got the Nerdery over on the other side of town.
Yep, know those guys.
And various other places. Is it easier than ever to get people to do tech in Chicago? I mean, are you bringing people in or are you finding people here?
You know, I think Chicago is definitely on the map and people are here. There is a shortage of technicians for sure with the amount of jobs that are kind of out there. But yeah, I think this town is rocking and rolling in terms of
So we do have a lot of talent here.
we have a good amount of talent, and I think it's continuing to grow and expand as people are getting more experience in different areas like digital.
Yeah, something you just said too, which struck a chord, which I think is really cool. It's not just about writing code. What you do, which I think is so unique, is that you find the right talent in differentiating factors between people. You know, maybe what's good for you isn't good for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, like, even one of my tips that I tell people, it's not about just being a good developer anymore. It's about being able to understand people's business needs and figure out how the technology is going to drive their business needs forward for the future.
So we'll talk about how you can get a job in tech and how you can best present yourself in a second. First, Mary's back with traffic. Talking about women in tech and in tech from the 815, Girls Who Code at RVC, Rock Valley College, has been approved as an official Girls Who Code Club location. After school programs for 6th to 12th grade girls to close the gender gap in technology. It's the Rock Valley College and the first community college in Illinois to be selected and approved for the Girls Who Code training experience. We tie that into the fact that Ronna Bore is here. How do you like being a legend for women in this business?
Wow, you put me on the spot.
Well, it's good, right?
I don't know if I'm a legend, but...
But to be doing it for, 15, 16, 17 years now?
God, honestly, close to 25.
Keep is it that
on the DL.
Okay, no one will tell that. At least you didn't say it out loud.
Okay, at least I didn't tell a few people.
All right, so let's talk about how you get a job or keep a job or present yourself best. You talk about soft skills. What are soft skills?
Soft skills are being able to come in and talk about the things you do day to day, I guess, right? And being able to marry that, I think we talked a few minutes earlier, around looking at the business, what are the businesses trying to accomplish, and then weaving that into the technology. So to me, that's soft skills.
And how do you talk about your impact for a potential hire without sounding like an egomaniac or a narcissist?
Actually, I think this point is super important because a lot of people talk in the we. And companies want to hear what your impact was and what you did to change that project. So I always say come with a couple examples of the work you did and what the outcome was. And I think employers really like to hear that.
What would you say to young girls, even as young as junior high age or high school, who this might sound really interesting to them, but maybe they're not that great in math or science or something?
Actually, I don't know that you have to be great in both, right? Okay. I think you just have to have an interest and
sure.
a passion. And I always say just like, when you're that young, go try something. If you don't like it, it's okay. And you only learn by trying. So that's my advice to young
is
girls.
Is there an increase that you're aware of? Has it been quantified for a percentage of women in technology that's, you know, it's this much over what it used to be?
You know what? That number fluctuates all the time.
But it's not been steadily going up?
It has absolutely been going up,
okay.
For sure.
Okay. Part three of your three tips that, you know, you tipped us on is stay ahead of the curve. That just means constantly getting more knowledge?
Yeah, like constantly innovating, looking what's the next best thing out there, right? And what where people are going and what might be interesting and kind of, you know, everything changes so fast now that it's not everyone has years of experience in a certain technology. So I think because of all the avenues and the internet and everywhere you can gain insight and information, if you just read and like start implementing it in your home or trying to do things, when you come into interview, you can talk about that and employers love to see that people are forward thinking.
The world's filled with teachers and students. Thanks for teaching us a little about this. And what's your message for potential employers? Just be open-minded and hire the right people?
Yeah, I think it's not only about just knowing the tech skill. They have to look at the person as a whole and kind of hear some stories about things they've accomplished in their life. Because if they have passion and drive, I feel like ultimately they'll learn the technology. That's like kind of almost, to me, secondary. And that's the advice I'd give employers.
If people want to get a hold of you, they want to ask you more questions, they want to use you, they want to find out about the mystery man who taught you the business, what do they need
I'm
to
wanker.
Do?
Yeah, they can absolutely call me directly or my firm at 312-582-2600 or rborre, B-O-R-R-E, at instantalliance.com.
And it's Ronna, not Rona.
It's Ronna.
Yeah, well, we fixed that. Great to see you.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you being here.
All right, thanks.